Good morning. Welcome. This is Miss Sue Yu in the USA. Early in the morning. It may not be too early for some of you. It's 9:36 Eastern Standard Time, EST or ET. My question today, what are priorities? That's right. Priorities. Do we have them? Do we care to have priorities? Really? In our day-to-day living? In the workplace? Or do we just go about our day trying to fit in with the crowd, just going along with anything and everything? Do we set priorities? Are we afraid to let people know, hey, I have priorities? What is the truth? The whole truth. What are priorities to me? What are priorities to you? Miss Sue Yu Branding. Miss Sue Yu, bringing it to you, the truth, the whole truth, maybe nothing but the truth here. Okay. So I'm here with my priorities. And I'm moving on. I have a path to success. Oh, really? And I know what I want out of life. I already had it mapped out. That's right. I don't need anyone to help me make my decisions. I'm a human being. I'm a woman, but does that give anyone the right to dictate my priorities? To tell me what my priorities are, or that I cannot have priorities, or I shouldn't have priorities? I have feelings too. I believe in having a career, earning my own money, paying my own bills, buying what I want to buy. What's wrong? I earned it. My important, right, substantial, significant priorities. If I have priorities, then I know what's more important. And I don't have time. I'm busy. Too busy to be over in someone else's business trying to get what they have or see how they got it. Trying to deter them so that I can control and they can depend on me. But see, if I have priorities, I don't have time to depend on other people to give me their priorities, to share their priorities with me. Because I have priorities that are validated and secure. And when I'm around people that support me, they're not insecure, they're not envious. They're not hating. They aren't jealous. They aren't selfish and greedy. Those are the people that I can relate to. I can get along with them. We can work together. And then everyone in my circle has priorities. But if I'm in a circle with people and they are so negative, They only think about themselves, how they are going to get whatever they can get. By using me, when I'm trying to have my priorities, look here, look, I don't have time for you in your selfish, arrogant ways to the fact I'm over here in my lane that is important. And when I'm dealing with people that do not have priorities, my priorities seem to be theirs. They want to take over. Disrespect. Do not have any kind of feelings. That will alert them as to what they're really doing. Come on now. How can you be over here in my business trying to take care of me? I'm taking care of you. I got this for you. I'm going to do this for you. I'm going to do that. I want to see what you really want. And no, you don't need to take care of me. You need to stay in your lane and just do your job. Don't worry about what I'm doing over here, what I need and all that, because I'm not your baby. I'm not an infant in diapers, and you don't have to feed me and give me a bottle. I'm an adult. But some people are so controlling and domineering, they must have people underneath them so they could take care of them. They must appeal to people that they are so important and they're taking care of people. And these people really need them. They're so needy. And my job is to make sure I watch them to see what they need. No. People have priorities. I have priorities. And when I have my priorities, I take care of myself. You see, and the problem is you have so many people without priorities and they're all mixed up in other people's priorities. And then the person that they're trying to take care of starts depending on them because they don't want people to have priorities. You have people that are afraid or insecure of the world changing and people moving on. So they get nervous and selfish and also emotional when people start to grow and continue to reach their goals with priorities. What is more important? That I depend on you and get depressed because only thing I can do is depend on you. I have to call you up and tell you what I want. You have to watch me to see what I want and what I'm doing. I'm not supposed to have priorities. My priorities are supposed to be your priorities. Depend on you and you take care of me. But if you maintain your own priorities, which is yourself, your goals in life, obtaining what you need for yourself, then you won't be so concerned about what I'm doing over here in my priorities. But this world is so confused and messed up because we have so many people trying to take over other people's lives and business. And people cannot have priorities in a stable way because you got so many people that are so negative, jealous, and they want to knock someone down. Don't want to see anyone get anywhere. Want to talk about them, gossip, spread little rumors, go tell other entities what they're doing and how they got it and all this bias mess. But if I have my priorities together, I don't have time being caught up with someone else's garbage. But some people want you to be so tangled in their affairs. They want you to be on their side with that miserable mess. With all of that confusion and chaos. Crime. The evil stuff. No priorities. And I assume those are their priorities. But their priorities are not like my priorities. I will be back. It's Sue Ruiz. That's I-T apostrophe S. S-U-E R-U-I-S-E. A.K.A. Miss Sue, you connect with me on Facebook. You can see more videos, more presentations, more gossip, more truth. The whole truth. Maybe nothing but the truth. Yes, I'm back and we're coming to the end of priorities. What are priorities? Today, I hope that you got something from out of the first parts of this show. But my priorities must be important. Can you take me on that? Can you really agree with me? What are my priorities? Money? Revenge? Retaliation? Sex? Envy? Jealousy? Strife? Busybody? Sexual harassment? Bullying? Are those really priorities? But some people feel as though they have a war going on inside of them. Okay, down inside those feelings. And so where are the priorities? If all of that is going on, how does that affect me? How does it affect the world? Where did it come from? Why do people have all of these things, feelings, a war going on inside of them? Should they be in my presence? If I have priorities, I do not have time. I am too busy for a war, a spiritual war that's going on in someone else's life that has nothing to do with me. So when we are tangled up with people in the workplace, in our personal lives that have a war going on inside of them, I ask, where are your priorities? You need to get your priorities in order. Do you have any goals? Because you are distracting. Do you understand? You are violating. And you don't need to be with me. And you don't need to take care of me. Because you need to take care of yourself. Anybody that feels like they must take care of somebody, I think they seriously have a war going on inside of them. Because each and every human being must survive on their own in this world. To an extent, we go to people for help. But if they cannot do the job that they are supposed to do, do you understand what I'm saying? They can be there on that job. There's a difference. When somebody is in a position and they are in that position and can do the job. They are qualified. They are stable, really able to do the job. There are plenty of people that are employed, but some of them need to get their priorities in order. Because when people need help and you sweep the problems or the situation under the rug and you act as if nothing ever happened, no, it is not important to you, then your priorities are whacked. And you need to move on. You need to get some serious training, some counseling or something, because too many people fall by the wayside. They become unemployed. They become sick. They become homeless. They get bankrupt. They have family issues because there are people that push them away and say, I have better things to do with my time than to do the job that I am supposed to do, and I don't have the priorities in order to make this world a better place. We got some people that really seriously need to find another job. What is important to you? That I sit there and mock the people that come to get what they need, the help that they need, and that is my job. But I'm so busy, wrapped up with my issues, this war going on inside of me, that I can't see the forest for the trees. My priorities are all out of control, and it affects other people. So when I deal with people and there's too many issues, I know that they have priorities that are really all over the place and they're not in order. What's more important to them is what they want. That new car, sex when they get home, right? They want to get in that bedroom when they get home and get what they want and go to sleep. Or they want a second house. They want more children. They want to go and travel. And they want to make that money in order to do that. But their priorities are just that. And look at the people that are excluded. Those are the people that we really don't hear about much. We don't see much of them. Sometimes we call them losers or problems or menaces. But really, how did they get there? Is it their priorities that are out of order, or were they just pushed to the side, ignored, had taken advantage of by a system that thinks that, it doesn't need any priorities because they are more important than any priority. And when we realize that everyone in this world must have some priorities, please, and they must be in order. Until we get to that point, we're going to have people all over the place doing all kind of different things, harming each other. Priorities out of sync. And there's nothing wrong with doing something different because we have different goals. Okay? People do different things because they're not in the same career field. Their goals have been set earlier. And their number one goal is to take care of themselves first. I must take care of me. make sure that I am healthy, secure, and I have what I need first, and then I set my goals. But if I have people that are trying to engage with me or partner with me or work with me, their goals are all out of control and their priorities are very disruptive and unspecified, not detailed at all, and not constructive. I need to know what my priorities are and how I'm going to get to where I need to go. I'm not worried about them because they need to take care of themselves. And sometimes people want to work. Oh, we should be working together. Everyone should be doing the same thing. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Well, we don't need to be doing something different. This agency over here is doing this, and that agency over there is doing that, and this person is doing something different, and so is that person. We are supposed to, because each and every one has a different responsibility, has a different standard operating procedure. People have different goals. They are different people. Everyone's not going to be doing the same thing that I'm doing. And when I want to control people and think that they must do what I'm doing, I need to get my priorities together and just be concerned about what I'm doing. What are priorities? Do I need them? Are priorities important? Yes. They are very much. Goodbye now. La, la, la.